This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success.
This is Dave Meltzer with Entrepreneurs the Playbook. I'm so excited to be here at SoFi Stadium, the greatest stadium ever built. And I have the grandmaster himself. This man's going to teach us about clarity, balance, and focus. He's a legendary yoga man himself, Baron Baptiste. Welcome to the Playbook.
Thank you to have me. Yeah, appreciate it.
So very rarely do I give kind of a precursor of the topics that I want to discuss. But I think for me, as a foundational principle in my life, not only yoga, but you represent the three key areas to be successful, regardless of whether it's family, finance, faith, whatever it is. It's clarity, balance, and focus.
Yeah.
And I think these are three of the major attributes of what you teach on and off the mat.
Yeah.
And so I want to start with clarity.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the aspects of yoga and other things that you teach that brings greater awareness or clarity so that life is easier, that we prioritize and make decisions aligned with what we want?
Yeah, you know, very good. I think people live in their heads. People live in their imaginations, their thoughts, their reactions to life. And there's something about getting grounded in your body. Like you get on a roll out a yoga mat, you start moving just through different poses, positions with deep breathing. And it's amazing how suddenly you find yourself in your body, you find yourself is the key kind of operative words there. The finding of your reality, your feet on the ground, feet on the earth. Suddenly all those thoughts, all the worries, the concerns, the problems, the figuring things out, all that goes away. And even just for moments, when you're in a pose, you're in your breath, you're moving, suddenly all that goes away. Your identity, I like to say that the lower I, lowercase I identity, the one that is worrying about life, trying to figure things out or upset about something, suddenly that all goes away and you get a little vacation from yourself, that lowercase identity. And in that, there's a new clarity, a clarity of mind, a peace of mind. There's an awareness that rises up that typically when you emerge out of that, you have new perspective. You see alternative pathways, maybe to the same problems, same circumstances, same people, same challenges, same difficulties, but you've got new perspective, a new outlook. And as you know what you, how you see creates your frequency, from which
sure.
you flow in
we
life.
We can only be aware of that which vibrates equal to or less than us, and that frequency, that vibration is so important. And talking about the little I is incredible, because I always looked at yoga, which I adopted later on in my life, for that clarity, in the respect that I used to think I had to get more. And through the process of learning that identity, learning self and self-awareness, became the big I, I am.
Yeah.
Right? Instead of trying to go get more happy, more healthy, more wealthy, more worthy, it was I am happy, healthy, wealthy, worthy. And now raising that clarity of what am I doing to interfere with it, talking about self, instead of, you know, trying to go get it. And related to that was my inability, with all the activities I had planned, unplanned, sleep paid for and unpaid for, having any semblance of balance, because I'm a more than enough person and there was always room for something more, and I wasn't good at saying no. And so balance between finance, family, faith, health, they all seem to incorporate themselves into yoga, which is why I love to start my day in that realm of balance.
Yeah. Balance and, you know, on the physical level, balance is something we lose just by default. Gravity pulling down on us. We lose our sense of equilibrium in the physical domain.
Right, the hardening of our eardrums.
Our listening and the equilibrium in the physical body. And I think then, though, that translates when we start losing our physical equilibrium and we default into the imagination or into fantasy or living more of a reactive life. And so when we get grounded in our bodies, and you know, a solid yoga practice, meditation practice where we get still, get quiet, you know, drop in, like I like to say, you know, stop, drop into your bones, right? Drop into the moment right here. Suddenly you have, well, I like a different kind of balance, like a general balanced perspective on life. I also like the word harmony.
The ease.
Things ease, right? Flow. And in that greater balance, a new sense of self arises. A self that, capital I, identity, that I am. And then when you come from that more positive kind of, well, maybe the better word is free space within yourself, now you have an I am, that you choose, that you determine. Like, I am whole, I am complete, I am healthy, I am aligned. And as you know, everything after I am comes for us, right?
Yeah, yeah. And through us even more over it. And, you know, understanding that is one thing, but being able to talk people through that in a variety of different levels. I know when I started doing yoga, and I do hot yoga as well, there's a great amount of resistance to just stopping. And then there was a great amount of resistance to dropping. And then there was even more resistance to what I call rolling. Redirecting and the trajectory of what I think I want or better in the process of determining ease and dis-ease. This dichotomy that exists and the clarity and balance of ease and dis-ease within the process of stopping, dropping, and rolling. What do you think, and this is an entrepreneurial question, the ability to articulate something that is so full of resistance, because you're dealing on a lot of levels, physical, spiritual, mental, emotional, when we're trying to put the body, mind, and soul at ease.
And also all the associations that people might have towards something like yoga or meditation. I mean, it's gone much more mainstream, but like when I first started teaching yoga in LA in the early 90s, I was, you know, my early 20s, I was like met with so much resistance and even cynicism toward this yoga thing. And my whole goal was to bring like the practical benefits of the like yoga and meditation practice to the masses. Like out of the gates, I had this goal. And so to your question, like how to make it available was really always right there for me, because there was just a cynicism. There was no agreement in the marketplace. So when I started teaching in these like popular fitness facilities, like in Hollywood and Beverly Hills, I mean, people are like, well, yoga's weird, or it's the idea of getting, it's too quiet, I can't be still for that long. But I had to start developing a language, you know, a presentation of the practice. So I coined something called power yoga back then. I was like, well, no, here's like, you can get focus, you can get balance, harmony, you de-stress, you get a strength, a physical strength. But also once you get in your body and grounded, you get present. And I started putting into a language that anyone could understand. And once people would walk into my classrooms back then and have the actual experience, and the nice thing about a power yoga, or you do hot yoga, you know, the movement is engaging, and then you're breathing with it. And pretty soon, again, that lowercase I, so that disappears. And you, when you really experience the practical value of the practice, suddenly the resistance starts going away. People walk out of the, you know, every session, as you probably know, like you just feel lighter, freer, whatever you walked into the room with, it's like gone. It's like a new beginning. And I think resistance is hard to talk your or think your way out of. But when you actually move, you get in your body, your breath, and you get still in that sense, it develops a new kind of confidence too, I think, because you have a confidence to know you can change your mood in a moment. You can change your state. your mental state, your physical state. You have the power to change that. You're not a victim to that,
right.
But you actually have the power to affect real change in yourself. And then that opens up a different outlook toward work, like your career, work relationships you're dealing with. Your health in general, but and then just the problems and stresses and challenges of life that we all deal with. But I think it develops a kind of confidence when we have practices that require a discipline, but also that confront resistance. I think it's so key that everyone has some kind of discipline, some kind of practice that confronts one's own resistance. That and makes that, sense, yeah.
Yeah, and beyond the clarity and balance, that focus that you're talking about is aligned with what I learned from yoga. I talk about the mathematical equation of luck or karma, karma meaning action or coincidence. And what it stemmed for me was, one, what I pay attention to.
Yeah.
When I'm paying attention to what little eye is interfering with my big eye.
Yeah.
And then fully encompassed within the context of what you've taught for over 30 years.
Yeah.
Intention includes five levels, which I've learned from you and others in yoga, which is not just what we're doing here today, not just what we're saying, not just what we're thinking, not just what we're believing, but also what we're feeling. And when we pay attention to and give intention to what we want, those coincidences in our life, this methodology of yoga actually creates the mathematical equation. It's what I pay attention to this morning plus what I gave intention to this morning now equals the coincidences of today. And people are like, how lucky is Baron Baptiste and David Meltzer? Well, I'll tell you how lucky we are. We're sitting at the greatest stadium on earth together, learning from one of the greatest gurus of yoga on earth for over 30 years, helping people, creating and lessening the resistance to what is a mass movement now, but wasn't over 30 years ago. Yeah. We are blessed to be here. This is David Meltzer with Baron Baptiste here with Entrepreneurs, the Playbook.